This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It's another day in paradise, my friends. Yep, indeed. 7:21 right now. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and air it out and get it off your chest. Go ahead and do that right now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs.
I got one.
Okay.
And I guess anybody who's ever had a car has experienced this. So I've got a little noise the Jeep is making, except when I either want someone at the shop to look at it, or even if I'm in the parking lot, I'm like, okay, listen to this and tell me what you think this is, and it won't do it. That bugs me. It's like, how is that even possible? It will do it all day long when I'm not trying to show somebody to get an idea of what it is. But when I'm trying, silence.
Oh,
that bugs me.
Oh, it's exactly what was occurring to me, except with medical. I felt like death warmed over yesterday, and I actually stopped by, you know, my provider on the way home to make an appointment. And I was like, I felt completely awful. Mm-hmm. I had the chills, I was sweating.
Sure.
My throat felt like it was closing up, all that. So they, you know, they get me an appointment. I said, all right, well, I'm going to go home and try to get a nap in and come back. And I go to sleep, and the hiccups come back, which, by the way, they came back right after I got off the air yesterday. Isn't that bizarre? So they went away. I lay down to take a nap. They're back. Kept me awake for the whole hour. I was trying to get a nap in. And then Betsy's like, come on, get up. You got your appointment. I get up. I walk around. I go over to the couch for a minute.
Yeah.
And the hiccups go away. So when I show up at the doctor's, I'm literally feeling better than I have over like the last 5 days. You know what I mean? It's so I can totally relate to what you're saying. All right, let's go to Trevor. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. It's not bugging me. I just want to give a public service announcement. Again, it's the first time it's rained in a month. Please, please slow down on the roads. It's trash pickup day. The school buses will be stopping, and you won't have time to stop. Slow down 5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what you want to do. You just call and say, you know what's bugging me?
Yeah.
It's raining, first time in a while, and people are still not driving well.
Funny how that works.
It's
amazing how you could make that work.
How you could turn it into
that. That's amazing. Right. Yeah.
Let's go to Diana. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Greg, the way to fix your Jeep is just turn up the radio. That fixes mine every single
time. That's what I
said.
See,
hear the noise.
There you go. That's one way. Yeah.
The second thing bugging me, I'm with Trevor. These people need to slow down, especially on the interstate. It is slick as snot out here.
Yeah, and that's
That's slick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I'm really confused and bugged. You mean to tell me when we were fighting for America's survival against the Nazis and the Japanese, we didn't bomb their boats twice to make sure our enemies weren't killed so they couldn't live to kill us? What the heck is this maritime law that requires us to back off after only one strike on the enemy? I'm confused, man.
Yeah, a lot of people are. We're still trying to weave our way through it, too. It may just be an issue where the left is going to try to pick every single thing apart that Trump does and try to do damage whenever they can. Again, they're on the wrong side of an issue, though. Good morning, Donnie. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. When you hear this story about the Somalis and the fraud, and you see this poor Frank Schiller on TV begging people for $11... so they can build houses for catastrophically injured veterans. And, you know, they built like 11,000 homes. Now, I don't know how many they need. I don't know how many they I don't know how much money they've raised, but if you, the money in that Somalia fraud, not to mention just one cabinet position in our government, if you took out the fraud and the waste, you could put a catastrophically injured vet in a new home. That's how bad our government is, that you got to have a guy begging for $11 from regular people. They have so much money in the government that they cannot control where it goes and can't keep track of it.
But I think there are people that do know where it's going and do kind of keep track, and that's why they were so resistant to Doge coming in. And I haven't heard much about Doge lately, have you?
No.
No? Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is, while I appreciate Kristi Noem banning the leeches from 19 nations, I think what's bugging me is that we're not going the way of Denmark, which a few days ago I think they just totally closed down the fraudulent asylum program, and that's what we should do. It'll make things better for everybody. I mean, we don't need all these little fiefdoms in Minnesota and stuff like that. Thanks.
Yep. Oh, I agree. Absolutely agree. And they've just watered down the value of our nation, the left has, and open borders and all that. And they continue to fight for illegals ahead of the rights of American citizens. I just hope the voters recognize that. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. Coming up, you've got the missing high school coach. Now a reward has been placed on him. Details on that coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.